This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hi, this is Sam from the Melbourne Chargers, and you're listening to Hide and Seek with Dean and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
That's right. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self, and joining us after an extended absence.
A little hiatus.
Hibernation.
He's pissed off for a while, and he's back. It is Christopher Banks. Welcome.
Thank you. Sorry, I've just been hanging out in a seedy porch in Flinders Lane for about 4 months. Dane Swan was there for some of the time.
No wonder you stayed there.
Careful. Don't get us into any trouble. Hang out. It's Wayne Swan or... Anyway.
Now, someone. He's had tattoos. Could have been anyone.
It wasn't Wayne Swan. What have you been doing? I believe you've got a new job, which is great.
I do have a new job.
Fantastic. Which is
lovely. Yeah, after a dreadful trip sideways into the world of pharmaceuticals.
By choice or by work or by...
Oh, just something came up. The first job I had when I moved to Australia was with a company that unfortunately wasn't doing so well financially. My boss got made redundant, and so I thought, oh, I'd better look for a new job. And a job came up at a pharmaceutical company doing marketing. And why?
Right.
In hindsight, why?
Well, money, I think, is the answer.
Well, probably, yeah. Yeah. And that I was blinded by that a little and realised after about 4 weeks that my...
Money isn't everything.
The soul that I don't believe in would not survive this horrible conglomerate that sucking the life out of the planet.
But so now you've gone to work for another organisation whose CEO is... No, anyway, move on.
It's okay. I've gone back to my roots,
yes,
shall we say.
Back to health promotion. Era.
Yeah, I've gone back to something that's much closer to my heart.
Well, and we are pleased to have you in a good space to join us and rejoin us.
Thank you.
Now, I've seen, of course, your blog is The Bipolar Bear.
Yes, it's bipolarbear.com.au. Plug.
AU?
Yeah.
Oh, he's...
I got that sorted when
we
I
might
moved.
Need to do some ID stuff around that.
Yeah, yeah.
But production work, Andrew.
You've had a lot of content has been... coming up that
he's been spewing.
Yes.
Yes, some of my detractors might say that as well. they seem to think just because I have an opinion that I'm angry and frustrated and have psychological problems.
Tick, tick, tick.
It's... honestly, now, it's anyway.
On the matter of opinions, one of the last times you were in that I recall was our discussion just after the launch of Akon's new campaign.
Yes.
And you had a particular point of view that... seems to have come to fruition and been implemented by the agency.
Is that Akon launched a three-tier campaign to get gay men to re-engage with safer sex practices. The first tier of which was to get tested, and the second tier of which was to seek treatment. And Chris's argument, I think, at the time was, what happened to condoms?
Well, that was sort of there as the third part.
Well, and it was there as the third part.
Yeah. But well, it said stay safe. What does that mean? Look both ways before crossing the road? I mean, but what's happened now is they've kind of rejigged the campaign. And they're saying it's a new phase, which is fantastic.
That's nice, yes.
But it just happens to have coincided with the fact that there's a group of, I understand, well-known rebel rousers, as my lawyers have told me to say. Who have put some pressure on the organisation and
really?
for some time. They've been highly vocal critics of the organisation for years. And it just seems odd that at this, and HIV rates have gone up.
In all states, well, all the major.
But, I mean, specifically in New South Wales, after saying for a decade, oh, it's great here because it's flatlined.
Now, Chris, you and I both know that we will get feedback on 0427JOY949 and emails on air at joy.org.au.
Not soliciting there at all.
That say that, you know, you're sticking it up them and, you know, you're too oversimplistic, you're not acknowledging the new technology and the new way of thinking, and the new
technology
that you're in reinforcing stigma, that all of these things are.
Wow, how many minutes do I have to answer all of that?
Go.
Look, I had somebody say to me today on my blog, oh, you can't expect gay men to be wrapped up in latex for the rest of their lives. That's just crap. All right, well, unfortunately, you know, unless we collectively as a group look at improving our behaviour around safe sex, then they're going to be very short, shitty lives. So, I mean, you won't have to worry about wearing the latex for too long,
Chris,
because you're going to end up with a virus.
No, I've got to step in there and say that whether you're positive or not, if you are positive and you're on treatment, you can expect to live a long, healthy and fruitful life.
Well,
on treatment.
It depends. It depends. I know positive guys who are doing really well. I also know positive guys who... What can I say on air?
You can say whatever you like, okay. Pretty much, as long as you're not defaming anyone.
Well, let's just say that, you know, that their lives are constructed around, you know, keeping things in at both ends and finding it difficult to hold down a job. And, I mean, in New Zealand at the moment, there's a lot of guys who are on the poverty line and finding it hard to retain their spots in state housing. So there's a huge spectrum of wellness.
Chris,
I think you're rolling the dice.
I get it. But for someone who has a greater appreciation of mental health issues, as you do, surely you can understand that the complications associated with HIV and being positive aren't all physical. A lot of them are mental.
Oh, absolutely they are. But the people who usually come at me and accuse me of stigmatizing and being simplistic aren't generally HIV positive people.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The people I find that are the biggest supporters of what I have to say and are further more conservative than I am, the ones that actually stand up and say, "Oh, we need to get back to the ads that show bleeding corpses."
I don't know about that, but yeah,
you know,
I know what you mean.
The people that say, "Let's go back to the shock campaigning."
Yeah.
In my experience, by and large, 9 times out of 10, those will be HIV positive people that will be saying that, because they're absolutely furious. They're absolutely furious that gay men who don't have HIV would just be having such a laissez-faire attitude to say, well, sure, you want this? You want this life? Sure, take it. I'd gladly swap with you.
You are listening to Hide and Seek. I'd love to know your thoughts. I know The Apprentice is dying to hear what you have to say. Get in touch with us. This is how you do it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427JOY949. Email on air at joy.org.au. Or call us 1300JOY949.
Joy 94.9.
I'm tired of laughing and I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of failing and I'm tired of all this trying. I wanna do some living.
And so does Chris Banks, who is with us. He wants to dance too. You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and Andrew, The Apprentice, are with you.
Chris, so what else is been happening for you apart from riling it up certain agencies?
Well, not dancing for a start. I don't know where you got that idea.
I want to talk about the other option, which is what I guess, to an extent, ACON was going to the community with, and that is protecting the greater community by getting the greatest amount of people tested, getting them on treatment early, and that leads us nicely...
If they're positive.
And that leads us nicely into the new way of thinking, which is... pre-exposure prophylaxis. Now, I know that Burnett Institute is about to undergo a major research study early in the new year about taking medication as an HIV-negative man prior to contracting HIV in the realm of protecting you.
Well, it should certainly be investigated. I mean, if you look at, say, for instance... men and women, for that matter, who have a hypersexuality disorder, yes, and not when I say a hypersexuality disorder, I don't just mean people who like to go and root all the time. I mean it's actually a diagnosable disorder. It often happens in it's a manifestation of people who have bipolar disorder. It's one of the manic symptoms of risk taking, and some of that risk taking can include a lot of sex, where you're on such a high, you don't care about your personal safety, you go out and you have
sex. You increase your risk by falling in love with an HIV-positive person if you're negative. In fact...
I'm not quite sure you're going with that.
Well, what I'm saying is if you're negative and you fall in love with an HIV-positive person and you start a relationship with them, there is a 30% chance that you will seroconvert and become positive.
Well, obviously, if you're in a relationship with somebody who is positive and you are negative and you're going to be having sex with that person a lot, then you've got some decisions to make, haven't you?
Yes, but no one would suggest that that decision is, one, not to have sex, or two, to end the relationship.
Well, why wouldn't you use condoms? I know couples with different serostatuses that do that.
My point is, Chris... even if that is the case, 30% of them will seroconvert. So, is PrEP an option?
Well, you'd have to look at the evidence. But, I mean, we're not talking about... I mean, this column here that you put in front of me from porn magnate Michael Lucas. it's an intellectual giant, if ever there was one. He's talking about this being a population-wide... prescription. Now, this isn't it convenient that when a pharmaceutical company finds something to treat a disorder, they then start butterflying out and finding, well, you can use it for this as well. And having worked for a pharmaceutical company, I can tell you that they do this. It's like, wow, it treats this form of cancer. Well, let's see if it works on this one. Oh, it works 10% of the time. Nah, yeah, we'll get that passed. And it's... this is the equivalent of saying, okay, we've worked out that some people drink drive, there's a lot of car accidents. What we're going to do is we are going to make everyone drive a Hummer, and the government is going to pay for everyone to drive a Hummer, and that's going to be our solution to people dying on the roads. Now, think of the cost of that. Now, you know what the cost of keeping a single HIV-positive person on meds per year is. It's a lot of money. So now we're suggesting doing that for people who don't even have a disease in the first place. Who benefits from that apart from the pharma companies?
The individual that potentially is protected, I'd suggest.
Well, how much more are they protected? That's the question.
About 96% is the answer.
I don't have the evidence on that in front of me. I have Michael Lucas's article in which he gives this wonderfully anecdotal piece of evidence. You know, like all medications, it carries risks and potential side effects, some of which are potentially quite serious. But none of the friends I know who are taking Truvada PrEP have experienced anything abnormal. So it's fine.
Isn't it a case of as many tools in the toolbox as possible?
as many tools in the toolbox as possible. I'm not saying don't investigate it, but it's amazing how we rush straight to the solution. It's a bit like what people do with religion.
All right, let me
it's
put
like,
it...
I don't want to die, I don't want to die. Oh, there's this thing, there's heaven, there's Jesus. Oh, great, we'll go for that.
Let me put it another way. Are you for a measles vaccine or against a measles vaccine?
This is not a vaccine. I've actually written a blog about this. I've discussed PrEP before. PrEP is not a vaccine.
No, I know. But if we can have a medical intervention to stop us from contracting something, smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella, whatever, shouldn't we gravitate towards that?
Well, science is ever evolving. I think that probably the priority in terms of if you're going to invest money should be in neutralizing the virus. Surely. Surely that would be your scientific priority.
Well,
rather than trying to, you know, put toxic chemicals in your body to stop you getting the virus to start with.
I don't know the evidence on PrEP, but I would guess because if you are HIV positive and you have to take your meds, you have to take them on a particular regime. You have to take them every 24 hours if you're on a.
Well, yes, I mean this is and this
surely
isn't new,
surely
is it?
if PrEP is similar at all. Does it have to be that you have to be in a relationship? Can you take it if you're just in a casual situation? If you're going, you know, once a week to a sauna and you're taking PrEP all 24 hours, you know, every day.
I'm so glad
somebody's going to forget that they are going to take it.
I'm so glad you asked the question, Andrew, because according to our authority on all things PrEP, Michael Lucas, porn star extraordinaire, he says, quote, "And here's another good thing about Truvada PrEP. You can stop taking it. You can use it at times when you're most sexually active and stop taking it when you're not having sex. And if the side effects are a problem for you, then simply go off it." Now,
Like an ad for like Libreflur tampons, doesn't it? You don't even feel it's there.
Before,
look how small it is.
Before anyone takes the advice of Michael Lucas, I would suggest that they consult with a medical professional because
that's the first time
he's not one.
That's the first time I've ever heard that said.
Yeah, me too.
About it. But look, this isn't new. For quite some time now, there has been available and you can get prescribed HIV meds if you've been in an at-risk situation. You know, it's been referred to as the gay men's morning after pill.
Yes.
They'll put you on a month's worth of HIV meds to hopefully kill the virus before it gets a hold of your body.
Post-exposure profile.
Yeah. And I've known guys that have been on this and have had the worst month of their lives, not only because they're terrified that they're actually going to become infected and they don't know, but because of the physical effects that it has on them.
And I've been on it twice and had none of those.
Well, so, you know, we're anecdote v anecdote here, but you know, look up any drug that you take long term, and the side effects are there across at a population level.
Most importantly, the conversation that we're having in and around this particular subject is what we need to have, and for that, Christopher Banks, we thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be back with more right after this.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.